Hallelujah. Somebody shout victory. Hallelujah. Thank you for, amen. God, thank you for touching us again and helping us. Amen. Showing up one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you love this choir singing? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Just stand together with me. Our prayers are for all those that are sick today and a lot of people traveling. And amen. It's good to have Nathaniel and Michael here with Sister Loretta again. God bless y'all. See Sister Melanie back there. God bless you. Glad to see you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I didn't know for sure if I would be preaching or not. Amen. But I do have a little bit if you're hungry for the word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I love to be fed by the word of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Feels good in this place right now. I feel like God's wanting to do something in somebody's life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, wait on the Lord with me right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hasaya dabaha. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Why don't you join up with somebody for one moment? Let's pray. Amen. Let's wait upon Jesus right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. God, anoint this house tonight. Have your perfect way, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, I'm going to read from Psalms 37, 37 and 37, and then I'm going to read from Romans 16 and 17. Psalms 37, verse 37, Romans 16 and verse 17. Amen. Praise God. I don't know how far I'll get. I'll go about as far as I feel like the Lord wants me to go. Amen. Praise God. There was a story in the Bible when Paul was preaching and he perceived that a man had the faith to be healed. And so he stopped the sermon and healed the man. Praise God. The Gentiles, when they were and wanting to receive this wonderful Holy Ghost, the Bible said, while Peter yet spake these words. I'm going to tell you, faith cometh by hearing. Amen. Praise God. Faith cometh by hearing. Hallelujah. When you got enough faith to get what you need, just go ahead and get it. Hallelujah. Somebody told me one time, they said, man, I was ready to move, but I didn't think you was finished yet. I said, man, you ain't going to get in my way. Amen. I grew up with four brothers and one sister. Amen. I can ignore anything and keep on trucking, stop if I need to, start over again, whatever. Hallelujah. I went to a church where, amen, it was so big that there was always a vacuum cleaner going. And I prayed with vacuum cleaners running past my head. Amen. In other words, you're not going to mess me up from getting what I want. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 37 and 37. Everybody say this word, mark. Say it again, mark. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For the end, everybody say the end, of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. He's saying, I want you to mark the perfect man. And I want you to hold. I want you to watch. Praise God. I want you to watch the people that are doing right. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones that's going to have the victory. Romans 16 and 17 says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. I tell you, when something comes out of somebody's mouth that ain't what's in this Bible, you need to learn how to run. Hallelujah. It said, avoid them, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but they're serving their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. So Romans 16 and 17 said, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to what we teach. Psalms 37 says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Amen. And I want to preach for just a little while from this title, The Two Marks. Amen. Praise God. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands and your voices. Come on, in the name of Jesus. We need you in this place, God. Hallelujah. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray right now. Hallelujah. Come on, help me. Come on, we need an anointing that'll destroy the yoke of sin. Hallelujah. God wants to fill people with the Holy Ghost tonight. God wants to touch people in this house. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now can you clap your hands to the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. Amen. When I was a little boy, my parents would take different kinds of vegetables, and they would even make their own Rotel, and they would do something called canning. Amen. Some people aren't old enough to know what canning is. But they would put it in some kind of pressurized pot, and it wasn't very long. They would do something, take it out, and you would hear something go pop. And you knew that it was sealed. And then they would take a marker, and they would write on the top of that jar what was inside of it and the date that it was canned. And amen, we use marks to draw attention to something, to differentiate, to identify. We use marks to categorize things. We make marks for everything. People, when they, matter of fact, I'll just show you what I'm talking about. See all them marks? Amen. They may not mean anything to you, but I got my own little language going on. Amen. I make marks all over my notes. I use the asterisk whenever I'm going to change gears and kind of take you over to a different side for a little while before I bring you back. I use two little straight lines when I think, you know what, this is something that really needs to be driven home. And then I put a big old star beside certain notes when I'm thinking, be careful, preacher, because you might could lose it right here. Amen. It could blow up and you could be done with. Amen. So I got all kinds of little marks. We use marks for everything. And so the Bible teaches us to mark two different types of people for two different reasons. And I can just go ahead and tell you that everybody is being marked. Whether you like it or not, people are looking at you and they're putting a mark on you, and because they know what type of person that you are. Amen. And the Bible would inform us to mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Amen. We use sometimes the language, mark my words. What you're saying is, I need you to pay attention to what I'm saying, because what I'm saying is going to end up being exactly right. It's important. And so the Bible said, I want you to observe the perfect man, and I want you to behold the upright, because at the end of the day, that man's life is going to end up peaceful. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that beautiful? Hallelujah. Does that not give you hope that if you just keep doing right? Boy, I feel faith rising in this house. If God's telling me to watch people that are doing right because their life is going to end up beautiful, hey, if you're the one doing right, if you're the one with a made up mind, it ought to put faith down in your spirit. Hey, God knows who I am. God knows what I'm doing, and it's going to end up good. Amen. The Bible does not say that the perfect man will not have struggles and he will not have trials. It does not say that, but it said mark the one that's doing everything he knows to do right. Go ahead and observe and watch. Amen. Why does he want you to watch somebody doing right? Because when the end of the road, the end of the trial, when they come out blessed, God wants you to see that doing right still matters. Doing right still counts. Living right is still the best way to do this. Amen. God said, I want you to watch them. Hallelujah. Man, if we were going to watch somebody that's doing right, amen, I believe sometimes we have more faith in other people's life, amen, than they got in their own life. I watch people pray. I watch them make changes. I watch them throw the world away. Amen, and they may still be discouraged. I don't know how this is going to happen. Amen. Well, I can tell you how it's going to happen, because the Bible told me how it's going to happen. The Bible told me, just keep on watching that one. What are you working on? We're working on a testimony. Hallelujah. You can't go wrong when you're doing right. It don't end up wrong when you're doing right. God said, amen. Why would God want you to watch somebody and mark somebody that's doing right? I'll tell you what it does. It builds your faith. Amen. Two people go through the same trial. One of them is backslid every other day, complaining about everything. And the other one's living right, doing right. And you're watching. Amen. And you watch the one that does what God wants him to do. And you watch God bring him through the trial. Why would God want you to watch that? Amen. Because there may be a day when you get to go through the very same trial. Well, I feel faith right now. Amen. I was doing everything I knew to do right. Amen. I was building a house one day, and a man come to look at some land next to me. And I went and showed him the land, and I walked and rubbed up against a bunch of cedar trees, trying to find the property line. Before I got out of there, there was ticks all over me. I thought, oh, Lord. Amen. By that night, I got so sick, I didn't know what to do. Amen. The next day, I went to the doctor. They drew blood. And just remember, when you see that note on the plaque that says, practice. Amen. You know what that means. You're the guinea pig, and they're practicing. Hallelujah. I got a brother that's a doctor. I love doctors. Amen. He's my friend. If I need something, he hooks me up. But my faith is not in a doctor. I can tell you that. Amen. But they did what they were going to do. And amen. They did some tests, and I was so sick. Amen. It was like somewhere between the flu and food poisoning at the same time. My family went to church. And I was laying on my back, and I was talking to God. Amen. Off of Frenchman Mountain Road, and they were at church, and I was at home, and I was feeling terrible. Amen. And I got to talking to God, and I said, God, nobody loves you like I love you. I bet the service ain't even the same tonight without me being there. I'm the wild one, God. I'm going to do right if everybody does wrong. Amen. I was laying there. And I got to feeling a little bit better. I thought, well, it must not have been nothing big. Went on to bed, get up the next day. I was working on the house. I was on the top plate and shooting rafters in. Amen. The doctor called and he said, hey, you need to go to the emergency room. You got Rocky Mountain, whatever, spotted, whatever, tick fever. Amen. I was, hey, thank you for calling me, doc. I'm sure I had that yesterday, but I had a prayer meeting last night. And I ain't got nothing right now. Well, hallelujah. Hey, it's not that the righteous don't go through things. Amen. But the Bible said, mark them. You can just go ahead and watch. When it's all said and done and the smoke clears, they're going to come out on top. Amen. When you got God's promise behind you, you ain't got to worry. You ain't got to fret. You can just take the word. Thank you. When you see three Hebrew boys, amen, that won't bow down to the idol of the world. Why are you not bowing down, Hebrew boys? Because the word said don't bow down to the idols of this world. Well, don't you know it's not going to end good for you if you don't bow down to this big old idol. Amen. Don't you know it's going to end up bad for you if you don't bow down. No, my Bible said mark them that are living upright. Because at the end of the day, they're going to be all right. Amen. When you see somebody who takes a stand for what is right, you can just go ahead and make a... Boy, I feel Jesus backing me up right now. When you see somebody take a stand, you just go ahead and put a mark on them. God's going to fight their battles. God's going to do what it... Come on, I come to make a liar out of the devil tonight. Hey man, you're wondering how it's going to turn out. I'm going to tell you how it's going to turn out. It's going to turn out however you act. Whatever life you live, that's how it's... He said, come on, Hebrew boys. Man, don't you see everybody's bowing down? If you would just go ahead and do the deal, man, and it'll all be over and you'll be... Because if you don't, Nebuchadnezzar's about to get after you, and you're going to be in trouble. Oh, no. Hallelujah. That ain't what my Bible said. My Bible said, if I live upright. Come on now. We're giving you one more chance to do right. I'm going to give you one more chance to bow down. No.
Amen. I'm not bound down. It's going to end up bad. No, it's not going to end up bad. It's going to end up good. Amen. I got the word behind me. Come on. I'm giving you one more chance to do right. No, I'm not bound down. I'll never bow down. Oh, it's going to end up bad. No, it ain't. Hey, I got the word. I feel it in my spirit. Amen. When the pressure gets hot, it's when people, they start, hey, I'm living right. And all it appears to me is they're throwing more wood on the furnace. Amen. They're getting ready to burn me. Amen. Do you think it'd be okay if I just went ahead and conformed for a little bit and let this day get past me and then I can? No, I can't put a mark on that. Amen. But I can put a mark on somebody who set their face like a flint. Well, everybody in my household's doing it. I don't care. It don't matter. Amen. You ain't getting this mark unless you got a made up mind. Amen. And they had a made up mind. I'd rather burn in a furnace. Come on. Amen. There's no doubt there were people that were marking those three boys, observing, you know, I'm watching what's going to happen to these fellas. I feel God. You know what? I've been marking people. Amen. I've been pastoring this church for 11 years, and I've watched people over and over that just stood for what was right. Amen. When all hell came against them, they just stood for what was right. Amen. When it all shook loose and all the trial was over, guess what? They were still standing there. Amen. They still had everything that they went into the trial with. Amen. But you don't get it if you don't live. Hallelujah. Make the fire hotter. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We're not living for God based upon the temperature of the trial. Amen. We're living for God. When we made this decision, we were in our right mind. And I made up my mind. I'm not backing up. Amen. You know what? Amen. I'm giving you one more chance. We're making it hotter. Amen. God said, go ahead and observe that one. Observe those three that day. Go ahead, just watch them. I love to watch people do right. I love to watch people who won't compromise, who won't back up. Amen. People that just make it. Well, the devil don't want me to preach this. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't say mark those that's got a Sunday religion. That live for God on Sunday. Amen. Live like a devil on Monday. He didn't say mark that one. He said live the one that's perfect and upright. That don't mean you're perfect. It means you want to be perfect. It means you're doing what you know to do to please God. It means you... He said, I want you to watch this. Amen. They grab those three boys and they throw them into a fiery furnace. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you know, if you wouldn't have been going to that church, you wouldn't have went through that trial. Hallelujah. If you wouldn't have been one of them holy rollers, you wouldn't have had to go through that trial. No, I'm unfazed by the fire. And why are you unfazed? Because I know how this is going to work out. Amen. They're sitting there and they take those three boys who we're observing. We're observing them right now. We're observing their life. Amen. Who would not compromise. They take them boys and they throw them into the fire. Praise God. Well, they should have bowed. Well, maybe it was one of them big old buck stoves with a big old piece of glass, I guess. Amen, because they got to looking. Praise God. How many did we throw in there? How many boys was it that wouldn't bow down? It was three, boss. Why do I see four? Why does that fourth one look like the Son of Man? I'm going to tell you, if somebody's doing right, you can just watch. It may not happen today, but you just watch. You just observe. God's going to show up, and He's going to carry you through the... Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, you know what I was thinking about? There's people in this room that are doing right and living right, and you're wondering when it's all going to happen. Praise God. I've come to encourage somebody. Praise God. Help is on the way. Abram, I want you to take your only son, and I want you to take him up to Mount Moriah, and I want you to offer him as a sacrifice. Hey, you can just mark somebody. No matter how wild the word of God sounds, they're going to do it. They don't, well, I'm just, hang on now. Let me reread this in Greek and make sure. Praise God. You just watch people that don't balk. If God's word said it, they just say, well, praise God. That's what important. Me and my house, that's how we're going to do it. You can put a mark on that person. Amen. Because when they end up. Come on, son. Here we go. We're going up to Mount Moriah. My Lord, Dad. This is a neat camping trip. Hallelujah. I ain't never camped like this. What are we doing? Amen. I see we got wood and fire, but where's all the rams and the sheep and all those things? Well, son, God's going to provide himself a lamb. He told Obosa. Amen. I watched my dear mother who did everything. Amen. We was little kids. We was poor. We didn't even know it. But I just watched her. Whatever that book said, she just did it. And I watched as God just fought her battles for her. Well, I don't know what this means to you, but hey, amen. You know, when you're raising a family and you're sitting there thinking, I don't know how this is going to turn out. You got double shot. You got these kids, and how is it going to turn out? I don't. I'll tell you how it's going to turn out. Depending on what you do. If you got double shot, you got a made up mind to raise them in the fear of the Lord, I'm going to go ahead and mark you right now because I know how it's going to turn out. It's going to turn out good for you. Amen. Your babies ain't going to burn in hell. Amen. Amen. You make up your mind. Hey, I'm going to do this according. Hey, I come to build a mama's faith in this house, a daddy's faith in this house. Amen. When everything is against you, just do right. Amen. When everything is pushing you and wants you to compromise, just do right. And if you'll do right, I'm marking you tonight. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray right now. Itada basata bakota yasa. Come on, there's people in the valley of decision. You're trying to figure out, hey, man, is it going to be worth it to go ahead and push through? Amen. I got a word from God for you. It's going to mean everything to go ahead and push your way through. Ishada. Come on. Come on. I feel, amen, this is not like, this ain't like me at all, I don't think, but I feel very prophetic in this house right now. And there's people, amen, you're wondering how this is going to work. Amen, I got a word from God for you right now. Amen, if you'll make a commitment in this house, this very day, I don't care what you did yesterday, amen, if you'll make a commitment today, I'm going to live it. I'm never going to back up. I'm going to push forward. I got a word from God for you. It's going to work out, my friend. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. God's going to show up. Who is it? Usara. Who is it right now? Hallelujah. You walked in with doubt in your mind, but you're going to walk out with confidence in your spirit. Hey, God, I want that mark on me. I want everybody around me to know, hey, I got a made up mind. I ain't got no reverse. I'm going forward. I want people to know. Somebody needs to move in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't even want to. I'm not even going to preach about the other mark. I feel like God has got something to say to people. Amen. God's wanting to confirm some things. And God is waiting on his people. Put the mark on me. Come on. Come on. Hada. Yada. Mark me. Mark me, God. Itoro. Today. Come on. Come on, God's calling his people. Come on, no more in and out, no more up and down. God, I want that mark of an upright man on me. I want it to end well. Come on. Come on. Katata. Itatayana. Usana. Isa. Come on, in Jesus' name. Mark them. Uraba. Come on. Come on, the devil can't steal your victory when you're marked. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Mark. 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 Come on. Come on, it's commitment time. It's commitment time. Come on. Come on. Mark me. Come on, in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on, I feel blessings. Ooh, I feel deliverance. Yeah. Mark me. Mark him. Mark him. Mark. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Moment. God, get your permanent marker. Permanent. Come on. The marker that the flood can't wash away. Marker the fire can't burn away. Hata. Yay!